You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Our devotion to Jesus must take precedence over our devotion to family. Learn more in week 3 of I Wish Jesus Didn't Say That.
Now, nasa third installment na po tayo ng ating series, pinamagatang I Wish Jesus Didn't Say That. Okay? Meron po ba kayong mga nasabi noon na parang nag-regret ka? Wini-wish mo na sana hindi ko nasabi yon. Meron ba dito mga ganon? Ay, naalala ko, no? Meron din akong ganong ano na minsan merong lumapit sa akin, okay? Dalawang babae sa church, okay? So, okay, excited sila. Gusto nila magpa-picture, eh, no? So, and then, alam mo na, minsan kasi, yung as human being, gusto mo na parang, okay, kunwari, discerning ka, okay? So, nagtanong ka ng question. Ang tanong ko, okay, alak mo po ba to? Okay, sabi niya sa akin, Pastor, ganun na ba ako talaga katanda tignan? Okay, so yun pala, magkaibigan lang silang dalawa. Alright, so sa love ko, alright, so sana iba na lang yung naitanong ko, you know, iba na lang yung nasabi ko. Okay, but good thing na we actually became friends with the family of those people. Right, naging magkaibigan kami, pati yung husband niya. Alright, so, at that point, no, parang yung sinabi mo, hindi mo sinasadya, okay? Hindi intentional. Pero itong mga sinasabi ni Jesus na medyo controversial, medyo mahirap tanggapin at mahirap lunukin, they are actually intentional. And God has a purpose why He is saying these statements. Okay, so sinabi, isa sa mga statement doon, no, pinag-usapan natin three Sundays ago, na sinabi ni Jesus that we should love our enemies. We should do good to them. We should pray for them. Woo, sino sa inyo ginagawa niyo yun? You're praying for your enemies. Meron ba dito? Alright? That's what actually Jesus is telling us, no? Sino sa inyo dito talagang you go out of your way to extend something, to do good to this person na nilalait ka, binabackbite ka, at you know, meron ba dito? Natawa lang kayo, no? Okay. Kala mo, ha? Madali yun, you know? So, kala mo, hindi madali, di ba? But Jesus said all of these statements, okay? Also, last week, pinag-usapan natin yung sinabi niya sa isang rich young ruler to sell everything that you have. Wow! Talagang, yung iba sa atin parang, okay, so kailangan ko bang ibenta lahat ng mga meron ako ngayon? Well, not actually, that's not what we're trying to say to you, okay, na you dispose all of your material possession, but really, what Jesus is trying to tell us is that parang we should not be hindered by our possessions or material wealth to be able to follow Him, to be able to experience His salvation in our lives, okay? And there are some things that we need to give up, okay? I believe in that, and it's God who will reveal that to us, okay? So, today, yet another controversial, perhaps one of the most controversial statements that Jesus made. And again, He intentionally said these statements because He had something that He wanted to communicate, right? And in a sense, He's saying that unless we hate our loved ones, families, okay, we are not worthy to be His disciples. So let me read in Luke chapter 14, verse 25 to 33. If you have your Bibles with you, please open it with me. If you don't have a Bible, we have provided a PowerPoint for you. Okay, so, sige po. And you can read along with me. Luke chapter 14, verses 25 to 33. Now, great crowds accompanied Him, referring to Jesus, and He turned and said to them, "If anyone comes to Me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, lahat na pinakyaw ni Lord, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be My disciple. Whoever does not bear his own cross and come after Me cannot be My disciple. For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying this man began to build and was not able to finish? Or what king, going out to encounter another king in war, will not sit down first and deliberate whether he is able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000? And if not, while the other is yet a great way off, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. Verse 33, so therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Let's pray for a while. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord, to understand these words that Jesus spoke. Lord Jesus, give us ears to hear what you want to say to us and eyes to see what you want to show us, Lord. Give us a heart that is open and willing, Lord, and a mind that understands your truth, your spiritual truths, Lord. We believe that your word, Lord, is truth. And it's good for us, Lord. It's good, it's pleasing, and it's perfect. So, Lord, let your will be done here. Lord, use me to minister to these people. Thank you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. So, this is quite a heavy, not quite, but it's really a heavy word, isn't it? All right. So, parang, sino sa inyo, okay, nung binabasa niyo to, okay, took this literally and you begin to go to your parents and say, Nanay, Tatay, I hate you because I love Jesus. Sana wala, no? Please don't do that, okay? I believe that's not what Jesus really meant, you know? And we have to clarify what he is trying to say here. Okay, so there's a story about this father, okay, na tinanong niya yung anak niya, okay? Anong gusto niya sa birthday niya? Okay, so, the tech team, sundan na lang kayo sa akin, ha? So, tinanong niya, anak, anong gusto mo sa birthday mo? Okay. So, nag-iisip yung anak niya, sabi niya, gusto ko ng Mac! Yung malaki. Nasa isip niya, MacBook, iMac, computer. Alright, so, came his birthday, his father gave him a Big Mac. Alright, so, kasi sabi niya, gusto niya ng Mac, yung malaki, yung big. Okay, so, akala ng dad, it's a Big Mac. Okay, so, hindi sila nagkaintindihan. So, minsan, akala natin na yung sinasabi ni Jesus ganito, hindi natin naintindihan, mali yung nagiging application natin. Pamumuhay natin. But what is Jesus really trying to say here? Now, I want us to understand that during this time, okay, Jesus is becoming more and more popular, okay, and large crowd would come after Jesus, would follow him. And they're not just following him one time, they're following him wherever Jesus went. Okay, so, but Jesus, okay, is never impressed with crowds. He's never impressed with how many people are saying his name, are talking about him. Okay, he's not interested with pogi points or public opinion, right? Or popularity ratings. He's never into that. In fact, he went on to turn to them and he said some demands if they really want to follow him. Right? So, nagbigay siya ng demands. Kakaiba si Jesus, you know? Kasi, kung titignan natin sa mundo natin ngayon, okay? Many leaders in different organizations, they would do anything to invite people, to bring people into their organizations. And they will go through some benefits just so that these people will stay in their organization. Si Jesus iba. Parang kung titignan mo, parang tinataboy niya, no? Kaya kasi, binigyan niya ng malupit na mga demands. But is Jesus really trying to shoo people away? Tinataboy ba niya itong mga tao na gustong sumunod sa kanya? I believe he's not trying to, you know, disregard them. Or trying to cast them away. He's just simply telling the truth that, hey, this is the price, this is the cost if you really want to follow me. In fact, Jesus wants them to follow me. And Jesus knows that the only way they can successfully follow him is to be able to understand some of the price, some of the demands that Jesus is making here. Okay, so And I want us to understand, church, that really, this challenge, these difficult sayings of Jesus, they are not just something that we need to write about and, you know, go home and forget about it. No, this is something that we need to seriously consider, think it through, and pray for it. Okay, wrestle with God with it. And not, it's not a decision whether, kaya ko ba to? Lord, hindi ko, ata kaya, ayoko na. No. I believe that really God's intention is that you see the magnitude of the price to pay so that all the more you will fully surrender your life to God. Are you with me? It's not so that, Lord, para mahirap, hindi ko kaya. Hindi mo talaga kaya. Kahit ano pang gawin mo. Imposible talaga. But Jesus laid down all of these demands and statements so that your recourse will be to surrender it all, to trust Him all the more. Are you with me? Does that make sense? So, ano yung mga demands ni Jesus? So, yan ang tanong natin ngayon eh. How willing are we to really, how serious are we when we say we want to follow Jesus? And I hope that you really make this serious. And hindi lang na parang testingan natin. Pag hindi, talagang, okay, balik tayo sa dati. No. There's nothing to go back. You already know what kind of life that was. Why should you? Okay, if you have tasted that the Lord is good, there's no best life for us but the life that Jesus has for us. Okay, so verse 26, sabi ni Jesus, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, wow, he cannot be my disciple. All right, so what are the demands that Jesus is trying to tell us here? Number one, he's trying to lay the demand that, you know, lordship, if Jesus is to be Lord of our lives, he demands our radical love. He demands our radical love. Jesus, okay, that term, hate your loved ones, does not literally mean that you have to hate them the way you understand what hate is. That's not what Jesus means. Okay, so what Jesus is trying to, paano magiging ano yan? Paano magiging literal yan? Jesus himself is teaching that we should love our enemies. Remember? In week one? Right, so, kailangan lang natin talaga maging radical sa pagmamahal natin sa Kanya. Na hindi tayo yung okay lang, wishy-washy lang. Right? Pag sinabi natin radical, we think about extreme, di ba? And dapat lang. He deserves extreme love. Because He also extremely loved us. Even though nothing in us is worth loving. He did, okay, love us so radically that He demonstrated it at the cross. Okay, Jesus did not mean that, you know, we hate our loved ones the way we know what hate is. In the Bible, hate, okay, miseo, yung word na yon, it also means to love less. Okay, if you begin to compare, alright, yung sinabi sa Bible na Jacob I love, Esau I hated. Okay, in other words, mas matindi yung love niya kay Jacob kesa kay Esau. Na parang dinidespise talaga as we know it, what hate is. Okay, but Jesus, especially in the area of family, right? Did you know that one of the big ten, okay, natawag natin big ten, okay, the Ten Commandments, the fifth command is about family? And it's like saying, okay, the way it was stated, sabi doon, okay, honor your father and mother so that you may live long and enjoy the land I'm giving you. Sino sa inyo dito gusto nyong mabuhay ng mahaba at masaya at masagana? Meron ba dito? You know the secret, sabi sa Bible, honor your father and mother. So how can we literally take this and say, you know, I have to hate my father and mother so that I can truly love Jesus? What Jesus is trying to tell us is that when it comes to our love, Okay, yung puso natin in the way we can love, Jesus has to be the first love. He has to be that first love. It means that when we say He is the first love, it doesn't mean na merong second love, or third love, or fourth love. Okay? Okay, Lord, You're the first. Okay? Ito, Lord, second to Lord, ha? Okay? Siya, kasi Lord, talagang love na love ko siya, Lord. Okay? Ito, Lord, third Lord, ha? Kasi ito, Lord, importante sa akin to, Lord. Okay? So, malaki ang ininvest ko dito, Lord. iPhone 6 to, Lord, eh. Okay? So, pag nawala to, Lord, talagang okay, sira araw ko, sira buhay ko. No, that's not what it means when we say Jesus should be our first love. Jesus demanded that He should be the first love. We find that in Revelations, okay? Now He is to be the first love. And when we say He is the first love, everything else, okay, is nakakapit doon sa first love na yun. Hindi siya maaring maging pantay. Kahit gaano pa kalayo yan, okay? Kahit sabihin mong second yan, hindi siya pwede talagang maging kapareha with God. Listen, church. We cannot love Jesus the way we love our mother or our father, our wife, and our children. How many of you here, you love your parents, you love your wife? Come on now. Yes, I love my wife too. I mean, I love my children. They're so cute, okay? Minsan, disobedience la. Pero most of the time, they're really, you know, they're really good children. My wife, okay, so my wife is just, okay, amazing. Sabihin ko sana hati, eh, okay, baka masampal ako. Anyway, but how could you not? She is God's gift to me. But you know, listen, I can never love Jesus the way I love my wife. Kasi hindi sila pareho. Hello? Hindi sila pantay. Hello? Are you with me? Yung love ko kay Lord, iba yon. Iba talaga. Walang katulad dapat yon. Yun yung sinasabi ni Jesus dito. Hindi mo makompare yan sa kung anumang relationships meron tayo. Husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend. Kahit gaano pa siya ka-sweet. Okay? Chocolates on Wednesday just because it's Wednesday. Okay? Flowers on Friday because it's Friday. Are you with me? It cannot be. Kasi the kind of love that He deserves is a different demand. We can never love God the way we love our family because the family is not the standard. God is the standard. But I tell you what, if we truly love God, if Jesus is our Lord, listen to me, we can love our family the way Jesus wants us to love them. We can love them with the love of God that has been revealed to us. Unconditionally, sacrificially, some of those things. We can forgive. We can overlook the hurts that we experience as husband and wife, parents to children. Because Jesus is Lord, period. That's what it means. He is the first love. He is the number one, and no one even comes close. He is way, way more. The rest is way, way far. And listen, we cannot take this as an excuse. This is not an excuse. You can't say you love God and you neglect your responsibility as a son or a daughter or a husband or a wife. Hello? It cannot be. Kasi kung disciple ka ni Lord, ito yung tinuturo ni Lord. Hello? Kung disciple ka, ito yung mangyayari sa'yo. Ito talaga yung nasa puso mo. You will begin to love and forgive unconditionally. You begin to overlook offense. You begin to pray. You begin to reach out. You know, I remember growing up, no, I didn't have a very good relationship with my parents. Okay, as many of you know, I grew up in a dysfunctional home. 1 year old pa lang ako, naghiwalay na yung mga magulang ko. I live with my lolo and my lola. And growing up, talagang I'm full of hurt, anger, bitterness. Right? I was just so lost, so messed up. And hindi biro to, talagang so many nights, I would wish that I have a home I can go to. Tapos may matatawag akong, okay, nanay, tatay, okay, so Because I grew up sa tatay ko, no, father's side. Lagi kong tanong, saan si mama tay? Okay, so, kala ng tatay ko, kino-curse ko siya, no? Hindi, nahanap ko lang si mama tay. Okay, so, and I would cry. There night, many nights, I would cry. Okay, so, and I have anger, really anger, serious anger. Almost, me and my dad, you know, box each other. Because he demanded one time that I would do something. He didn't want me to smoke. And then I light, I lit a cigarette in front of him and I told him, who are you to tell me what I need to do? And he walked away. For years, I haven't seen him. Until I got saved. My life was so radically changed. I started to have compassion to my dad. I started praying for my dad. I started telling my dad, I love him. I started thanking him for the allowance that he's giving me every day. Kaya lumaki na lumaki yung allowance ko. Hallelujah. Okay, so, and I buy him gifts. Polo shirt, belts, wallet, all of that. Just to express. And I was reaching out to him. He gave his life to Jesus Christ. I became an instrument to that. And then, for the first time, me and my mom got reunited. After 3 years of reconnecting contact. Finally, I was in Mindanao and I was there in her house with her new partner, okay, and my little brother. And my mom was crying and telling me, sorry, Don, you know, I have to, you know what, I thought, you know, mom, that's not important anymore. Let me tell you why I'm here and what has happened to me, what God has done in my life. I begin to testify to her. I tell you what, because Jesus is Lord, God has restored me with my family, my relationship with them. Right, so I have a brother from the same mother, but not of the father, and two brothers of the same father, but not of the mother. Okay, so ganun ka complicated, you know? But I have good relationships with all of them. In fact, the Lord used me to really be instrumental in bringing them to God. Every one of them. All of us, five, are serving the Lord Jesus Christ. They all got saved. Yung sa mother side ko na lang talaga. Okay, so, pero malapit na. And so, this is not about really hating literally. This is about, when Jesus was saying this, He just wants you to understand na dapat ako, I should be first. Because only then, everything else will fall into the right place in your life. Hello? If someone else will take the place of God in our life's first place, then we are messed up. Matthew 10:37. This is what Jesus is really trying to say. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. No one can be more worthy of love than Jesus Christ, church. Kaya lordship po to. Kaya dapat lang talaga. We will love Jesus radically. Secondly, lordship demands our entire life. Our entire life. So Jesus should be over family. He should also be over our self, our entire life. And it doesn't matter where you are. Yung life mo sa trabaho mo, Jesus should be Lord. Yung life mo sa bahay, hindi Jesus is Lord pag Sunday lang, pag nandito sa Metro East. Iba na ang Lord pagdating sa labas. No, our entire life. Kaya sinabi niya dito sa verse 27, okay? Actually, verse 26 and 27. If anyone comes to me and does not hate even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Verse 27, whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. In other words, the cross is a picture of curse and death. People die on the cross in the time of Jesus Christ because they are condemned to death because they did something evil or something criminally. Yun po ang picture ng cross. It's a symbol of defeat. It's a symbol of condemnation. But someone, hello, listen to me, someone took that place for us so that the cross that we will carry will only remind us that all the more we should surrender our life to Jesus Christ. That we cannot, pay the penalty of our own sin. Someone else already. And that cross should just serve to remind us that, hey, we are dead to ourselves. The life we now live is for God. Galatians 2:20, that's what Paul said. That I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who lives, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, here on earth, sabi ni Paul, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. You know why Paul can say this? Because he understood the love of God. And he understood the sacrifice Jesus made. Kaya binigay niya, kaya sabi niya, patay na ako, patay na si Saul. Ang nabubuhay ngayon si Paul para kay God. And his entire life is about God. And we come after him and nothing else follows. And this is the one pursuit that we need to have in our lives. Jesus is Lord. He determines, okay, what is his will for us. Kaya nga, it's not our will, but his will be done. Hindi ito, bless me, Lord. No, dapat, Lord, I bless you no matter what. I will serve you. I will bless you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength. Sometimes mahirap, sometimes challenging, but nonetheless, Lord, I will bless you. Thirdly, Lordship demands exclusive loyalty. Verse 33, so therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. Wow. Renounce all that he has. All that you have. To renounce means to forsake. To renounce all that we have means that, you know, we are not putting our loyalty to what we have, our dependency or our allegiance to anything but God. We depend, we trust, and we put our faith in God and God alone and nothing else. Why? Because we only have one master, and that is Jesus Christ. Our master is not our boss. Our master is not our wallets. Our master is not our jobs or our savings. Our master is not even our spouse. Me and my wife, right? We are responsible with each other, encouraging one another to really pursue God. And listen, as long as I know that my wife loves Jesus more than me, then I can be assured of a great marriage. I can be assured that she will love me, forgive me, help me, encourage me. In the same way, as long as she is assured that I will love Jesus more than her, then I will treat her the way Jesus would. If Jesus died for her, I will die for her. If Jesus had compassion for her, understanding her, I will, because I love Jesus. And I can love my wife the way Jesus loved me. And that's what this demand means to us. There is only one that we can claim and should claim to be our Lord. And that is Jesus, period. Nothing else. And our loyalty is exclusive. Exclusive to him. How many of you are married here? Right? Okay, great. Listen to me. Husbands, can you lift up your hands, husbands? Men, great. Ikaw ba? Okay, nung day na kinasal ka, okay, yung feelings mo ba sa asawa mo, pareho lang sa feelings na ka-office mate mo, na babae? Pwede ba yun? Sige ka, okay? Wala kang mauwian na bahay. Sampal-sampal lang abutin mo. Bakit? Hindi pwede yun, di ba? Hello? Malabo yun. Asawa mo yun eh. Ganon din kay God. Kaya nga yung loyalty natin, exclusive. Kaya nga yung mga claims ni Jesus, exclusive. I am the way. Hindi, I am a truth, a way, a truth, a life. No, it's lahat yun, exclusive. No one comes to the Father except through me. Sabi ni Jesus, this is eternal life, that they may know you. Okay? The only true God, and the one you sent, the one you sent. Exclusive lahat. Because that's what lordship is all about. It's exclusive loyalty. hindi divided heart. And listen, as I close, church, listen. We will do well. This is not about, kaya ko ba to o hindi? Because hindi mo talaga kaya to eh. But this is about just surrendering it all to God. Surrendering it all to Him. Hindi na natin, yes, count the cost, pero ang count the cost natin hindi para tignan natin sarili natin. Hello? Ang count the cost natin, tignan natin si God. Dahil with Him, we are better off. Apart from Him, we are nothing. Si Jesus mismo nagsabi nun, apart from me, you can do nothing. We're better off surrendering everything to God. And here's the bottom line I want to make. Lordship demands that our life, our love, our life, and our loyalty for Jesus must be second to none. Second to none. Wala. Wala nang higit pa kay Jesus Christ. Dahil siya na yon. Everything else hinge in the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Let me close with a story about one of our campus missionary. His name is Dean Pasaba. Right? As far as I know, what I've heard about this man, okay, mukha siyang matino, no? Mukha siyang studious. Right? So, baka dahil sa salamin. But, kung hindi nyo kilala si Dean, he's actually a rockista. Ang galing mag-gitara niyan. Talagang, pag nag-gitara yan, talagang rock and roll, you know? But, and he used to drink, he used to have these vices with friends. He's an engineer by degree, okay, by profession. He got saved in a campus, gave his life to Jesus Christ, got radically saved. And he felt the call of God in his life to give his life at least 3 years. Kasi ganyan naman sa campus ministry. 3 years. Bigay mo lang yung buhay mo, 3 years. Okay, if you think that the Lord is calling you to the corporate world, then by all means, you'll all be the more fruitful there. Because you have been trained and exposed. But he had this understanding, okay, hi. He had this understanding that God is calling him to be a campus minister full time. And so he told his family. And what happened next wasn't good. Pinalaya siya, actually. And for 8 months, while raising his support and going to school, he stayed with someone else, stayed with a friend. When he finished and graduated our school of ministry, he invited his parents, and his parents were there with him. And his parents saw, yan ang po ang parents niya, no? What a wonderful story. His parents saw na, wow, parang iba naman pala itong ginagawa ni God sa buhay ng anak ko. Nung narinig niya yung testimony, talaga? Of course, sino ba dito mga anak, gusto mong sabihin, ipaalam sa mga magulang mo na loko-loko ka, di ba? Wala. But when the testimony begins to, ano, wow, ganun ba? Nasa magandang path yung anak nila. And for that, they begin to praise God. They begin to appreciate. They begin to understand. And now, they are supporting him. Amazing, isn't it? And I believe it's just a matter of time that his parents will become one day one of our victory group leaders here. Because this is not just one story. There are many stories like this. That God is restoring relationships. That God is restoring life. Why? Because God, Jesus, is Lord. They chose Jesus to be above everything. And that's why the Bible says, if we seek Him first, His kingdom and His righteousness, everything else will be added to us. We don't seek other things first. We seek Him first. Everything else will fall into the right place. That's Lordship. That's what this is all about. If we say we want to follow God, seriously, think about that. And think not in a way na kaya ko ba to, hindi mo kaya talaga yan. But think of what things that you need to all the more give up and surrender. So that He can truly be Lord of your life. And experience His good, pleasing, and perfect will for you. Does that make sense? He is second to none. He is first. He is exclusive. Entire, our entire life, body, soul, and spirit, Jesus is Lord. Amen. Let me pray. Lord, thank you. Thank you for God just radically loving us, Lord. When we are a mocker, when we are sinners, wicked in our ways, you loved us. You gave your life for us. And you showed us the way. You are faithful, Lord. And even now, Lord God, you never stop reaching out to us, Lord. Day in and day out, Sunday after Sunday, every moment, you are reaching out to us. Your grace is reaching out to us. That's how great your love and your faithfulness is to us, Lord. So, Lord, now I pray that we will understand and see this, Lord, and that we will respond in giving it all to you. Jesus, be the Lord of our lives. Be the Lord of my life. Be the Lord of our relationships, our family. I want to pray for families here. Parents to children. Children to parents. Husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever relationships you have right now. Especially if for family. Kung nandito ka ngayon at medyo challenge ang nakikita mo sa family mo, okay? There's just a wall there. There's just some not good terms there. You know how that can be restored? Surrender it all to Him. Let Jesus be the Lord. And if that's you, I want to pray for you. Just lift up your hands and agree with me in prayer. Lord, I pray for every family represented in this place tonight, Lord. Heal them, God. Lord, restore their relationship, Lord. Especially to their children, Lord. Sometimes there are frustrations as parents, Lord God, because we expect something from them, Lord. But God, I pray that you will just break every wall that divides, God. And let Jesus come. And let Jesus take over. And let Jesus be the Lord. Even children to parents, Lord. Sometimes there are offense sa heart ng mga bata, Lord. Dahil sa higpit, Lord God. Dahil sa demands, Lord God. But Lord, I pray even now that there will be restoration. I pray that the parents will not act like God, that their wish is the command, Lord. But I pray that you help every parent here to know God so that they can help their children. Lead them to God, to whatever God's good, peace, and perfect will for them. Na hindi po kami, Lord God, ang magdidikta kung ano magiging destiny nila, Lord, as parents. Pero kami ay magiging instrument dahil ikaw ang Lord sa buhay namin. Turuan mo kami, Lord, as parents. At sa mga anak, Lord, I pray na hindi sila magdire-rebelde, Lord God. Because it's not gonna solve their issues, Lord. But I pray that all the more, they will surrender to you and trust you, Lord. That one day, you will bring reconciliation. That one day, there'll be so much peace and love in the family. Everyone worshiping Jesus, serving Jesus. Because this is your will, God, for every family. Lord, I also pray for husband and wife relationship here today, Lord. Father, I pray for restoration. I pray for forgiveness. I pray, Lord God, whatever hurt, Lord, that you would heal, God. Kahit gaano pa kalalim yun, Lord, I just pray, Jesus, because nothing is impossible with you, God. Heal relationships, Lord. And I pray that through repentance, Lord, and through forgiveness will come upon every husband and every wife that is in this room tonight, Lord. Thank you, God. Because this is your desire for everyone. And that the way for them to experience this is to surrender it fully. Fully to you. Lord, be God, be Lord. And let your will be done. Not our will, but your will be done. In Jesus' name.